Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Football, fighting, and full of nonsense. The Stephen Housen Podcast.
All right.
Made in Manchester.
Should we start again? So, I've just tried something which is a little bit wild, so forgive me if it's gone tits up, because at some point it may well have done. Because tonight, for the first time, we have got Periscope on, we're on Facebook, and we're on YouTube at the same time. So the chances that this goes tits up are pretty high at the moment.
And it might go on iTunes.
And it might even go on iTunes, no promises like. But thank you, everybody, for joining us. Hope everybody's all right. Hope everyone's chilling. I believe I can get the YouTube comments on this, and I believe I can get the Periscope comments on this as soon as some people start commenting on Periscope. So I'm just going to check on here real quick in case anyone has been commenting on there. They've not been popping up in this stream here where I can see the comments. Doesn't really seem like it's popping up in at the moment. Maybe it's because I'm on the same internet. But anyway, so thank you to everyone who's joining us on Periscope. Thank you to everyone who's joining us on Facebook. Thank you to everybody who's joining us here on YouTube as well. So, well, that's that, isn't it? So, everything's going exciting. United are absolutely bitch-slapping teams for the first time.
I was kind of shocked when we scored that so early, and then we just went on to dominate, because you was kind of expecting us to maybe sit back and just, like, maybe defend that lead, but... They were poor, but we were really good.
Let's not play any games about it. They were poor.
Jose definitely gave him a rocket, because he wasn't happy, was he, with the level of performance in the second half at Southampton?
Fair play.
First,
nearly let the game slip.
Yeah, I mean, people moaning that we were defending, and were, oh, should he be defending like that? Yeah, to get 3 points.
Oh, man, yeah, especially as, look, two teams in a game of football, they have a really high defensive line, and their midfield played well. I mean, Lamine played really well. I thought he had an excellent game. So we're definitely going to be talking about Ancelotti getting sacked as well, because that's a joke. So when their defence has got a high line, and that pushes their midfield forward, if you can't get a foothold in the game, then you have to defend.
Yeah, definitely.
That's where that I like to take the piss out of the likes of Guardiola and stuff like that, because that's the sort of game where he wouldn't change. He wouldn't try and... Oh, protect his win.
He played Fabian Delph left back this week, mate.
Did he just get an England call up, or did I get trolled?
No, you got an England call. I think
I should have been trolled, really, shouldn't I? Because that's a fucking joke. 20 minutes in the Premier League he's got this year.
Plays left back now, though, doesn't he? Because Mendy's out. So. Mendy's done his ACL after all that on Twitter back and forth with.
Well, it was the fact that he hadn't had the scan yet and. Castle. But that was funny. Yeah, Mendy's a good follower on Twitter, you know. Jaden's coach said to us just then as he was leaving training, he's like, I've got Mendy on alerts now. The guy's like, yeah, sick. I was like, that's probably a good shout, because he's definitely going to start binning stuff off, isn't it? I can't see anyone commenting on Periscope, so maybe. I wanted to check. It's on here now. So I wanted to check to see if the comments are coming up here. So if you're watching us on Periscope, nice one, throw some comments in, son, so I can check that this works, because this is meant to collate all of the comments in the one thing for us, so we don't have to like look at the
screens.
Oh,
this one is.
This isn't a normal thing. Yeah. That's why it's got little symbols there. Yeah, one's YouTube. And so if someone throws a comment in, there we go. Someone's just started commenting for us on Periscope. Let's see how long
it's taking. Oh, shit, is that, like when you watch streams and that, and they fucking flying off with all...
Why do the press suck City off so much? I don't know. I do know, actually. I know an element of why they do. City, for a while, was going around ringing people up every time they put in a bad press thing with City and asking them to justify what they'd said. Now, for a little bit, you're going to probably fight back against that, aren't you? Well, then that's going to grind you down. You'll be like, I can't be asked getting this ear beating every single day. So you probably just yard it off, don't you?
I don't know, because you can't control everything. You're not. It's not fucking.
Yeah. Kim Jong-un says otherwise.
You know what I mean?
Donald Trump says otherwise.
Oh, fuck him. Can we? Are you allowed to say that on there? Do you get the FBI and fucking CIA?
Maybe. I mean, I've just cleared my Aster. I'm sure it says There's a new box on there that says, "Do you like Donald Trump?"
So they actually I'm not going anytime soon. So yeah. Fuck Donald Trump.
They actually said, didn't they, at some point? The border guards in America have been checking people's social media. What's about asking for you?
That's just as bad as United checking CCTV.
So that is a joke, man. That is an absolute joke. How's everybody doing on this Thursday night? Don't it feel good to have no game? Didn't we play yesterday?
Yeah, it was nice just to relax.
I don't even remember that they was all playing today, man.
Well, I was going to because I was going to put some money on it. Juve done me proud last night with a home record.
My bet was shit this week.
I'm not doing accumulators anymore. I've obviously even played like because Juve were like 1-2 to win at home after about 55 minutes, and they were battering Olympiacos. I thought, oh, fuck it, put a oneer on that.
Win 50 quid.
Yeah, but you know it's like printing money. Have you seen their home record? It's like played 89, 180, drawn 9 or something. You know what I mean? So I was going to go with the double with Barcelona, but I didn't feel them. But they did win as well.
I'm just going to check that this is working all right for everybody that's on Facebook. What have you been up to this week?
I'm looking after the missus, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't want you to tell that on the air.
Like, oh, yeah, that's all I've been doing.
Is like, that literally all you've been doing?
Literally, yeah, man. I've had to be... Oh, it's been a hectic... Although, some unexpected news today. Obviously, we've got chubbed on that house. And thought, oh, whatever. I've seen another one. Thought, oh, we'll go and have a look at that. But that one's in Ashton still. We went to move to Audenshaw. Literally, the house that we got chubbed on, someone's been into where my missus' salon is now, been in there, gave them the number and said, oh, we asked her to ring because we're looking to sell our house. And it's only the next door neighbour of the house that we went in and got chubbed on.
That's all right. Same sort of script with the garden, actually.
Yeah, I'll show you. So they sent my missus the pictures, said, oh, yeah, my missus rang them and said, oh, if you want to come and view, it's going to go up on Monday, but if you want to come and see it before it goes up for sale, then, you know, I'm more than happy to. So we're going at 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Sweet.
And it's like, oh, do you want to see pictures of the house? I was like, yeah, all right. So fucking sent loads, like, you know.
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, so, oh, sweet. They didn't send no pictures of the house, weirdly.
Garage gym job, yeah.
Well, yeah, probably, actually. That's not even think about that. But, yeah, I mean, sweet, happy days. So similar price, so I can move on it, yeah.
Jamie throwing in the flat world conspiracies. Hey.
Yo, who's it? B.O.B. Do you know?
Yeah,
has he raised money or is he?
I don't know if he's raised money. I know he's off his fucking head.
He's trying to raise 200 grand, but I seen the title, which was it was misleading. It was $200,000. The title said, it was on Hip Hop DX, and I couldn't be asked reading the article, but it said something like, or he launches crowd, you know, whatever, GoFundMe, crowdfund or whatever, to launch £200,000. He's only $626 short. But then, in the same time, underneath it, in another headline at the top of the article, said, oh, he's way short. So I didn't know which was true. So I thought, oh, fuck this, can't be us reading it.
I'm just trying to see how this works with going on Twitter, because I think it like shows it live in your feed. Yeah, it's live in your feed. That's pretty gangster, isn't it? I like that. That's interesting.
We do look live, though.
Oh, someone said it's not working on YouTube.
Yeah.
It is working on YouTube, I assume, because everyone's saying it. Finland doesn't exist, true, says Joe Pearson in the comments. Listen, we're going to be talking about this guy in a second. That didn't work. This guy.
What a guy.
How good is he, mate? Mm. How good is he?
Sure. Is that really true?
What?
Seydorf's going to be the older manager.
What?
No. That can't be true.
Really? Mint?
How will we go?
I don't reckon he knows who Oldham are.
I don't reckon he's going to live in Oldham. Oh, no, he might live in Saddleworth.
Showing him around Oldham.
Yeah,
can you imagine being the task of the guy?
Do you want to
go and show him the sights of Oldham? You'd be like...
Do you want to go and see, like, Glodick and all that?
Show him, like, Dovestone or
something. Coppice and stuff. You know what I mean?
So any of you two seen the show Ice-T called Who Shot Biggie and Tupac? Some crazy shit. No, I haven't heard it, but if you want to throw us the link, I will definitely check that
show
out.
Yeah, I will. And they're doing an American true crime on that, on the documentary of that.
B.O.B. has a song called Airplanes and Believes in Flat Earth. He was arguing Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Tune that, though.
It is a good issue.
Go on with them.
So he's arguing with Neil deGrasse Tyson, who's one of the smartest guys, an astrophysicist, online, and trying to tell him what's up. And you're like... And I saw something the other day where Carl Sagan had used something that some ancient Greek dude had figured out, that the Earth wasn't flat and that there was a curvature in the Earth, because at a certain time of day, a pyramid 200 miles away from another one, or not a pyramid, an obelisk in Egypt had a different shadow, and he worked out that the distance of those and the angle of this, that the earth must have been curved, the land must have been curved in between them. So if someone can figure that out 2 years ago, some fucking knobhead rapper isn't just going to be like, oh, it's flat. So everything in the solar system that you can observe is flat, right? Is round except for us.
Mad, isn't it?
Come on, son. Play the game. What was I going to switch to? Oh, that was what I was going to switch to. We're going to talk about Lukaku in a second, but before we do that, who wants to win?
Monies. We're getting closer.
Yeah, do you know what, mate? I actually did all right this week.
I did all right as well. Not
if you want to win £20,000...
Nearly on City's result.
Shut up, I've got to do the read.
All right, fucking hell.
If you want to win £20,000 for free, all you got to do is download the link for Super Brew, which I've not put in the description below, so do you know what? I better do that, haven't I? Hang on.
Yep.
It's all planned out, man. And everything.
You got a lot of notes, haven't you?
Yep. I always use my notes. My notes is a thing. Where is it? Sponsors, notes. Do you want to start reading out how you did last week?
Yeah. Last week, I got two exact results, which I was quite happy with, because that was better than previous weeks. But I don't know where the fucking results are. Oh, right, there you go. Performance.
Did it show mine on your screen?
No. Why would it show mine? Yours.
Okay, if everyone refreshes the page now, if they've not already got it, if you refresh your page now, you should be able to see in the link below, the link for Super Brew. So if you want to play, it's free to enter. Literally, free to enter. You can do what, I'm sure half a dozen of you are doing already, which is make five different accounts. You can win 20 grand by predicting all the different results. Honestly, free to enter. You can do this at bookies and you can do whatever, but you've got to pay to do that. This is free to enter, and you can win 20 Gs. You can also win from getting six right, you get a jersey, and then it goes like a grand,
one,
two and a half grand,
five, ten.
Yeah, so it's a sliding scale, so you can get from six. I've been close, you know.
What's a six?
Yeah.
Behave.
Not on the exact results, but not close.
Yeah, the correct outcomes. I mean, I got 7 out of 10 correct outcomes. Exact scores, I got 2 out of 10. Still not sure what a slam point is. But, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what these things mean at the start.
Look at that. Oh, I mean, Swansea, I got quite a unique result there, 2-1, 22%.
Where is it? Under...
There you go, under play. Go back onto your dashboard.
Results?
Yeah, results.
But...
yeah, but mine's on a different screen, though.
Oh, okay, whatever. So last week I had Leicester and Liverpool 2-1. It was 3-2. So you know, I'm getting the sort of flavour right. I had Burnley and Huddersfield as 0-0, 1-1.
I had 0-0. Yeah, no, it's nil.
It was 0-0. I said 1-0. So that's
you said 1-0. That's what you said.
Right. Oh yeah. So it's my picks. Okay. So I said
1-0. How many times have you used this app?
Shut it. I said Everton Bournemouth 2-1 was 2-1. Bang on.
I said that.
You said City 7-0, right?
Yeah.
And I said City 5-1. I thought Palace was going to finally score. So I was pretty close on that one.
You know when they're going to score, right?
Yeah, this weekend. I got United 1-0. I got United 3-1 over Southampton 1-0.
I put 3-0.
I had Stoke to beat Chelsea. They did not.
I had Chelsea 3-2.
And then I had the same margin for Watford and Swansea. You get on bang on?
Bang on, yeah.
And then I had Tottenham beating West Ham 2-1, but it was 3-2. Is that all 10?
I had 3-2. No, I had 3-1, sorry. Arsenal beat West Brom 2-0, I had 2-1, and then Brighton beat Newcastle, which I think I put 0-0.
Yeah, I think I had a draw on that one as well. Right, so this week's we
Harry
have
Kane
got...
the slag. Just took him out of my fucking dream team.
We have got Huddersfield and Tottenham. Now, I reckon 3-1 Spurs, because I think the way Tottenham play, they play good football, you know. They actually play quite... They're not like your championship team that comes up and just likes to restrict.
Huddersfield? But, yeah. Spurs?
No, Huddersfield.
Oh, Huddersfield. All right.
But... they're nowhere near the level of Spurs, so no. I think they're going to get picked off. But I think they're going to score.
But they've not won, have they? That's this four games. I think they struggle. Yeah. I think they struggle to score. That's the problem.
That's why. But I think Spurs are going to be an open at the back, though, aren't they? Going forward, so
nah. Yeah, but I don't think they'd be that open. I can't see them conceding a goal. that Huddersfield problem in the Championship is that they didn't score very many goals. So you're moving up another level. Like Tottenham are one of the best sides in the league, so I think they'll struggle there.
I think it's going to be a bit more open. Leicester and Bournemouth. Bournemouth really struggling. You think they're going to smash them? I'm going to go 2-1 Leicester.
No, I'm talking about Tottenham.
Oh, right.
I was going 3-1 Leicester. Maybe.
I'm going 2-1 Leicester. United and Palace.
God, I'm just going for 4-0 blanket standard score.
I was going to pick 4-0. fuck it, I'm putting 4-0. I've said 2-0 all week. Do you know what? I'm sticking with 2-0. I'm going to stick with 2-0 because I think there'll be a little bit of an hangover, and I think they're just going to have worked on defensive shape all week. That's it. So they're going to be. It's going to take a while.
Have Benteke injured?
Yeah.
Fosu can't play.
Zaha's injured.
So
they're just going to put everyone behind the ball. It might be like a back six. It could be awful.
See what we're made of, don't we? When
Stoke and Southampton have got 0-0 written all over it.
Nah, Stoke, I can see that being 1-0 to them.
West Brom and Watford, I think a 1-0 Tony Pulis home win. Although Watford and Silva have been doing really well. And Henry Carlino's lighting it up a little bit.
I'm going to go for 2-1 again, Watford away. Because I think West Brom, they've had they started off really well, but now I think they played all right, actually, against Arsenal. And then if they would have got that penalty,
I think it
would have been different. But they've maybe been a little bit unlucky, but I still think I see them getting beat. Watford are a decent team.
They are, but this is Tony Pulis at home. I think he's going to grind it out.
We'll see.
West Ham and Swansea. I'm going 1-0 Swansea.
Yeah, I hate West Ham, so...
They're shit, though, aren't they? What are you lads reckoning? Let me get the comments up and see what you dudes are saying. Neil deGrasse Tyson's literally a genius. Yeah, I mean, we're not talking about that, but I guess you're right.
We're way behind.
He absolutely is.
What's the 3-1?
Upwell just equalised against Everton.
Everton are shit. Because they got no pace up front. Niasse, the guy who scored twice against Bournemouth, he's not in the Europa League squad.
Chelsea City, the big game of the weekend.
But Aguero always scores against Chelsea. Sorry, but I could see that being a 1-1.
I think Chelsea are winning this. I'm going to say
Chelsea have surprised.
I think 3-2. You know, why do I feel 3-2?
I don't know. You tell me.
I'm going 3-2 Chelsea. What do you lads reckon for Chelsea and City? Let us know in the comments as well which score it is, because if you just put a score, then it could be fucking anyone, couldn't it?
Arsenal.
Round 5, I got 6 correct. Beginner's luck. Phil, did you win a shirt then?
Did you win a shirt? Yeah, what, 6 exact results? Or?
Yeah, because I think I got like 7 results.
Yeah, I got 7 results, but yeah.
Chelsea City 2-2. 2-2's not a bad shout, you know.
Yeah.
I think with Morata being at home and Conte being a tactician, I just see them winning this one, you know. Yeah, how do I think the world was created? Cantona decided, and that was that. Arsenal, Brighton, they should dick these.
I don't know, they've just played away. I call them Batty Borisov, but it's bait, isn't it?
I'm going to say 2-0 Arsenal, straightforward. Brighton.
Yeah, I can't see Brighton winning.
I'm not good, you know.
No, I think about
3-1 Chelsea, says Matthew. Reckons 2-1 Chelsea. Is anyone fancying City? Kamal there, 3-1 City.
I'm going to go for 4.
It's going to be a belting game.
I'm going to go as soon for 4-0 Arsenal, Brighton.
We'll get into hotel football after watching United and Palace and be like, fucking get that on now.
Everton-Burnley. Burnley have been really, 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 really good, like, saying against top seeds. I can see Burnley winning there, and I'm going to go for 2-1 Burnley, mate.
6 out of 10, Phil. So you got a shirt then, surely. That's what you win. That's the correct one. AC Milan's 2-2 against Rijeka. Hey, shit, that was Rijeka that we went to see. No way.
We
should have followed him, shouldn't we?
I know, yeah.
It would be in Milan now. Who's a bigger bellend, Jim White or Balague?
Oh, fucking hell. I was going to say Jim White then. Yeah. But yeah, Balague, definitely. Can't talk sport.
What have you gone for Everton? 2-1 Burnley.
2-1 Burnley, yeah. I can see Burnley pulling out a bag.
I'm going to say 1-1.
Decent. So,
Newcastle. I'm going 4-3.
Do you know what? Someone else said 4-3 today at work. Like, I can see that being a 4-3 game.
Nah. Do you know why? It won't be 4-3. I'm just throwing 4-3.
Nah, Benitez.
The bants. Yeah, Benitez don't want none of them 4-3 games. But Klopp does. Klopp loves a game like that. And just because of the spirit of '96, bringing back Kevin Keeganisms. Let's have a 4-3.
I'm gonna go 3-1 Liverpool. I think they win that.
But they're very organised at the back, Newcastle, and that forward four is good, you know. Richie, good player. Atsu, Joselu, Perez, that's a good forward four.
Joselu.
That's such a shit defence that Liverpool have got. I actually can't wait to play them, you know, at Anfield in a couple of weeks. Can't fucking wait.
And the only problem is it's straight after the international break. So if it was like this week, then, yeah,
how you did in round five, you picked 6 out of 10 outcomes, which is better than 60 fucking thousand people, with an average of 3.99. You are the dude. Let's go bowling. Be like, listen, bitch, where's my shirt? That was the deal.
No, that's outcomes in it. That's not correct scores.
All right, I don't know. I'm not.
Yeah, there's outcomes and correct scores.
Right, okay. 2 correct scores and 7 results, which I put my own, it says McLaren.
Yeah, that's what I got. 2.
Yeah, I think I got 7. So is that all the games this weekend? That is all the games. Yeah. There we go. All right, lock them in. Continue. So I'm just going to throw these up. Let me just make sure I'm getting them right. That's mine for this weekend. Huddersfield and Tottenham 3-1 at Tottenham. 2-1 Leicester against Bournemouth. United to beat Palace 2-0. Stoke and Southampton 0-0. West Brom and Watford 1-0. West Ham to lose to Swansea. Chelsea to lose to City. Arsenal to beat Brighton. Get it back in focus. Everton and Burnley a draw, and then a 4-3 thriller for Newcastle to finish off Super Sunday.
Yeah, it says it there. So, like, you're correct.
Where'd you get on that?
I pressed on play.
And there's performance at the bottom, isn't it? I didn't see that one.
Yeah. Also, there, you're going the round there, so you're going round 6. Oh, going round the round 6, yeah, so that was last week. And then there, so you got your correct outcomes, correct exact scores. You got
so
one.
I got 7 out of 10 and 1 exact score and a slam point of 1.
So it's on there. If you go on the, round, previous round, round 6.
And 5, I was close.
I was 2, I was so close. One, 4, I was close. So I was not that far off, really.
Let's see what I did round 5 then. Round 5, I did 3 out of 10 with no exact scores. My bad.
Round 4. I got 2 out of 10.
Round 4, I was 4 out of 10, but 2 exact scores. And round 3 might have been the first ones that we did. No, we didn't do round 3. So we started in
round 4.
Yeah. So there we go. Is that, anyone beat that? Has anyone got 8? Anyone managed to get 8?
Has anyone got more than 3 or three like, or more?
Bang, has anyone won out, yeah?
Yeah, anyone got more 3 or more exact scores?
Jamie says, what's happening with the studio and office and whatever you call it? We had a meeting yesterday. Went pretty well. TBC. But feeling pretty confident. Might know by next Friday. And they want us, actually, the office / studio, they want us to move in October, which that shit's next week. So that's
Sunday.
Well, yes, but that's not happening. We're not going to be able to move in next week. They want us to move in by the middle of the month. We wanted to make it November.
Why are they pushing that, though? Obviously, they want to fill it. Like.
Yeah, they want the rent. So there's some guy moving to like shared office space and they want to just put us in. They try to make it seem like there was loads in for it and like we had to like...
Yeah, fucking bullshit. That's what they always do, mate. They fucking drive the interest. Oh yeah, let's sign and then you committed then, aren't you?
Legendary 628 says he got 5 last week. Kill me. Oh, so close to getting... Well, not cash, but you'd have got jersey. So yeah.
Legend Hassan got 4.
Josh Simmons says, what's a widge? Josh, have a look down, son. That's a widge. do I go gym every day?
Hell no.
Come on, son. I haven't been in about 2 weeks.
I was going to say, you've not mentioned the gym for a while.
I haven't been in about 2 weeks.
Usually give me a fucking Jack and Ori.
Yeah, you know so. 8 out of 10 results and 3 correct. Oh, I thought you were going to say 8 out of 10 correct scores. Rio has an interview with Ronaldo coming out soon.
Yeah, I've seen that on Twitter before.
That'll be good.
Why does Ronaldo feel the need? Like, obviously, love Ronaldo. But to pull his shot, he's just in a picture with Rio.
The guy's got obsession with his own legs.
Yeah, he pulls his shorts up and he's just like, but he's
letting
his
you
leg,
know,
isn't
it? He's like,
yeah, he's tensing his legs.
I don't skip leg day at all. Is this Newcastle versus United style race with United and City? Yeah, I actually think it is. I really think it's got a very good potential to be that 96 season where Keegan had a meltdown in more ways than one that it's going to be this way. Because yeah, I can see Pep having that meltdown.
Yeah, but they was like 12, 13 points ahead of us.
Yeah, I know, and that could happen. Although I think they're going to fuck it up this weekend and we're going to go top. But I definitely could see it going that exact same way where we end up grinding that 1-0s at the back end of the season. Cantona
and all the
Lukaku
way through
1-0s at the end of the season for Cantona ones. And then Pep loses his fucking mind because he's so close to losing his fucking mind, isn't it? Super Brew is so good. My brother got 6 but gave me his Man United top. Really? Oh, there we go. Got a fucking winner then. Happy days. Late winner for Milan. Oh. Someone mentioned something about that a bit. What's the crack with the internet in that building? They're charging me a bastard fortune. So they said to us, in fact, if you lift up the mixer there, the sheet's underneath it. You just fuck it. It might actually be under them books. But let's have a look. It's not under there, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay, I've put under the books. Never mind. Am I getting JFIFA at midnight? No.
Nah, it's already been out 3 days on pre-order.
Is it?
Mate, at work, his birdie ordered it for him. Paid £85 for it, pre-order.
The deluxe edition.
Yeah, but he give you shit, like, he give him a half-price code for Papa John's. I've seen someone before say about...
Are you on a low-key sponsorship with these dickheads or what?
He just said, oh,
I keep seeing all the guys dressed as Spider-Man all over the place as well.
Yeah, because they're fucking selling that $6.99, isn't it, that offer? Some guy mentioned
hang on, what's that got to do with Spider-Man?
No, it's just, basically, you don't want to dress up in your own fucking gear here, let someone see. You stood there promoting fucking Papa
so
John's.
Dress up as...
So put an outfit on so you don't. No one knows who you are. So I've seen someone's comment before saying they went the other day, because it's 2 minutes from their house, said it's banging. I was like, yeah, man. And that's the one in Ashton. I went again last Sunday.
Jamie Peacock, the rugby player. Fucking hell, Rio don't want to learn that. Rio's a big lad, though. Rio is an absolute unit. But yeah, fuck that.
There you go. Tom. Papa John's and Ashton's banging. It's fucking on point, mate.
Let me find that one about TNS, because I saw a comment earlier about TNS. Milan let a 2-goal slip to that Rijeka side you saw against TNS. Yeah. They were a lot better than TNS. But let's face it, TNS would be, what, League 1, League 2 level?
Nah, I don't know, man. They didn't have...
There was that kid that come on who'd been binned from not even being good enough for City 18. So
I think they would they even get in the conference? Would they struggle? I don't know. League of Wales?
Charlie's playing it right now. Name of the strikers in the world football that's better than Lukaku. Let's get into this.
Yeah, let's get into it. Because I've had a lot of talk this week. This is what I wanted to say. Like, you know, let's have a bit of a debate.
I wanted to see this fucker get hat trick yesterday. Do you know why? Because Harry Kane got piped off like he just invented the cure for everything.
He is good, Harry Kane, though.
But he just scored a hat trick against fucking Apoel Nicosia.
He scored a perfect hat-trick as well.
It was a good hat-trick. I watched the goals. There was good goals. But at the end of the day, the one where he ghosted into the area as well, at the end of it. It was a great goal. But he scored a hat-trick. Let's put some perspective on this shit. Lukaku, so far, started it off, you can call it a friendly, you can call it whatever you want. Mourinho took it serious. We got dicked, but Lukaku scored against Real Madrid, right? People say, no, he's got to score in the big games. He did score in the big games. He did it against Everton. You watch against Liverpool.
Champions League, he scored in both of his Champions League games.
You can only ask him to score against who put in front of. No one ever brings this shit up for Ronaldo or Messi. They just go score goals.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they did do originally. Like, Ronaldo got, oh, he's never scored against anyone. Blah, blah, blah. And then he scored against everyone. And then everyone's shot.
Can he score 42 or more?
The thing is what's going to happen when Zlatan comes back? Because he's not going to play every week then. So I would think... I think 32.
Really? I think he's going to be
32, 33.
I think he's going to be on 22 for Christmas. Somebody please clip this up. 22 for Christmas.
So,
which means that he's going to score 20 in the back in the running in 5 months.
Yeah,
4.5 months.
All right. I mean, it's not going to last. Well, I don't know. Fuck knows. Yeah, maybe he scores 40 fucking five.
Because I was saying, I thought he'd got a goal last night, which would have kept him goal a game. And then he'd have got a couple against Palace. Now, if he gets a couple against Palace, he's going to be on 12 in 10. Right. Yeah. Right, we're going to play 55, 56 games this season, hopefully.
But then the thing is, we'll draw 0-0 with Liverpool or something, and then...
Yeah, we'll say shit.
Yeah.
But if we don't, I mean, we shouldn't. I mean, we're so potent going forward that we should score against Liverpool. Lewandowski, Neymar, Ronaldo, Aguero, Cavani, all that.
Neymar's not a centre-forward, so scrap that one.
Lewandowski's not been scoring, I don't think.
Cavani? Right.
Although I do think that... I always say Lewandowski, best forward in the world, but let's look at the form. I think you've got to say him and Kane are probably on a par at the moment. Him and Kane are not world-class, as I should say.
Yeah, not at the moment.
Neither he and Kane are world-class. They're not done at international level. George Best is shit on international level.
Lukaku's nearly the leading goal scorer for Belgium. He's only 24.
Yeah. You've got to look at those goals that he scored versus everyone else.
The thing is, Ronaldo and Messi are like... You can't compare them, and then just below that you'll have he's not a striker, Neymar, alright. But you're talking about
him and Griezmann are in that sort of second tier. Suarez as well.
Suarez, Lewandowski. Yeah, there's quite a lot of people in there who you would say, oh, these are absolutely mint. Like Robin on his day is fucking unplayable.
Yeah.
There's loads you can't fish.
So let's see what Lewandowski's on at the moment in terms of them goals. He's on 88. I'm chatting shit when I say he's on 11-11 that he's not scored this season.
Yeah.
Who the fuck's not scored then? There's someone that everyone expects to bag that's not scored this season. I think Aguero.
I think we're looking in the Premier League now, you've got, it's hard because tell you why it's fucking hard, because I don't know who to put in my dream team. And you can only have so many.
Triple captain in Ronaldo, Lukaku this weekend.
You do that then. That's a bit too early for that, mate. But anyway. So you got like Aguero. You can't discount him because he does it for fun.
The only problem with Aguero is he gets injured, but that doesn't affect his ability. Yeah. It's just a nightmare if you sign him or anything like that.
You've got Aguero, you've got Kane, who we mentioned. He scored 29 league goals last year. Although he scored a lot of his goals back end of the season to overtake Lukaku. Lukaku went on a bit of a drought.
He also did it at Everton. Look how shit
Everton. Yeah, he did it at West Brom. And now he's slotted into our team. Like, ridiculous. He's creating goals as well. He's linking up the play really well.
Aubameyang's in that mix as well.
Yeah, shit, yeah. But then, we got Morata. Like, you wouldn't have been disappointed if you would have got Morata looking at how he plays, but I think Lukaku is perfect for the way that we play, and Morata's probably perfect for the way that Chelsea play.
Coincidence.
So, like, those four strikers...
Muller, that was it. That's not just... That's fucking... That's right off this year.
Yeah, last 18 months, and he's not really done it, but...
Yeah, they got Messi at international level with that fucking team around him. You could argue he's failed it.
Yeah, Dybala. I mean,
he's got a Dybala, Aguero, Tevez, Di Maria.
Tevez? You mad?
He's still a good level of player to have.
He's playing in China, mate. You don't even get in a team. He's fat. He dropped him. Said he's
his head's gone in it, but he's had him when he was a good player.
Yeah, it's fucking...
When he was a good player, he was a good player. And he's had all these players around him. Some absolute fucking cracking players in that Argentinian team. Don't fuck off.
What other good strikers have we got in the Premier League? I mean, Lacazette.
Peter Crouch.
Yeah.
Daniel Sturridge, I think, from a technical aspect, is a fucking nightmare of a player. But he's so injury prone that he never is going to be considered world class. Lacazette, possibly an option as well. There's some belting strikers around the world. John, you try and think of, like, I was on a Full Time Devils podcast earlier, we were talking about who is the, who's the wingers? Like, obviously, you think of a crossing winger. Like Perisic.
Mm.
Like, who's them crossing wingers around the world? They ain't many. But when you think of, like, out-and-out top number nines, oh, my God, I'm going all day. There's fucking loads. There's loads of Gary Goals all around the fucking gaff at the moment. It's style of play.
Yeah. They only really play, like, one up top now, don't they, most teams?
But that's where strikers have massively adapted their play, because can you imagine if you even try to play Shearer on his own? He's going to struggle. He thrived off having a smaller guy running off him. That's when he was at his best. I mean, the guy scored goals. He was a top player. But can you honestly see him being as good in the modern game in a one-up front system?
Yeah, but you can say that about a lot of people who played like 15, 20 years ago. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's it. Cantona wouldn't have thrived on his own.
Steve Bruce, would he be in the top centre-half this day and age? People who actually defend first of all. That's an interesting one, man. So,
what would Cantona have been in this game? You can easily play him as a proper 10. Yeah, but he wouldn't have ever played as a 9 on his own. No chance.
He'd be like Ozil, wouldn't he? But a million times better.
You might have been more like a Muller.
No, he's not gangly, is he? Fucking
no, but like just the positions he sort of takes up.
I think, Cantona more, he never really drifts out wide that much, does he? And sticks out wide. He's more like creative.
He was around a D, really, wasn't he? Let's face it. He dropped deep.
It'd be like Mkhitaryan yesterday was just like in acres of space every time he wanted the
ball. Joe, I'll fucking ban you. It's got Ashley Young world class crossing.
Hey, he's put some decent balls in.
Right. He's put two in.
No, right. What you've got to understand is like, just because the ball doesn't, you look at obviously stats and be like, oh fucking hell, completed.
No, it's not just that he completes X amount of crosses. What used to annoy the piss out of me on that left wing was when he would go and you would see the strikers making good little runs front and back posts.
He's not a left-footed player.
So that's what annoys me. So then he'll check back, right?
Yeah, but that's not his fault.
So he'll check back and then he'll fuck about and then the strikers are going,
yeah, you want it. You want it delivered early. But he's not
a left-sided player. It works with Lukaku, because he can just throw it into Lukaku after he's fanning about with it on his right foot, because Lukaku just fucking bullies him out of the way and gets his napper on it anyway. Yeah, so it kind of works in that sense.
It's still a good cross, isn't it?
But on the stat, no, because I don't like a lot of the... He don't put them... Apart from the last two, which he's put in, which have been belting, hands up. He doesn't usually put them in areas that are good areas to attack.
But, like what we said last week... Like,
deep to that back post.
Oh yeah, one yesterday went well too far, but... He's playing in terms of, like, Jose's got everyone playing at a level where they're all at it. No one's coming on you thinking,
productive. However, against...
Productive? Is that what you say? Is that the sort of compliment you're giving them? They've been productive.
Except...
We're fucking banging teams out of the way.
Except, against Southampton, there was at one point, he brought the ball out of his own third at left back.
Mm.
He overtook Rashford on the inside, got tackled and dived, which he does too fucking much. Yeah. So he gets the lightest of contact, he dives, he loses the ball. Rashford's not in the sort of area where he can chase back, but he does chase it back. And they attacked our left fullback position where he'd lost the ball in his own third. That's what fucking annoys me about him. Because I think a lot of people look at what he does in that final third, which can be productive despite his shite technique, but his mistakes at the back make me want to fucking kick toddlers.
All right, so how many... Like, obviously, he's converted, yeah? So how often in his career has he played, like, fullback? Like, how long...
Don't play him as a fullback.
Yeah, but fullbacks now, essentially, they've got to be going forward first.
They do, yeah.
So it's not about defending because...
So if you want to throw a fullback that can throw a cross in, let's pull Cameron Borthwick-Jackson back from Leeds.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
No, he's not. But why play Ashley Young then?
Because you know what you're going to get from Ashley Young because he's a season...
bog standard.
Because he's a season pro. He's a season pro.
Like, this is the acceptance of shit like this is where we're not going to compete with Real Madrid. Because they're not going to accept that level of performance.
Yeah, but ultimately, at the end of the day, Jose's been here for what? He's had three windows. You're looking at the team now and you're thinking, Joe, what? We can compete on all fronts. You look at our squad, the depth of our squad, and you'd be like, I'm not expecting us to go.
There's massive question marks over that left back spot.
Yeah, there is. I mean, that's probably.
It's not just the young either. Like, Luke Shaw needs to pull his fucking socks up. Daley Blind could take it, but he's slow, so he's probably not going to get it. Cause
Damian.
Damian needs to... There's loads of players in
there. He's not going to address that. So, well documented that he wanted someone like Perisic, which would have allowed us to be more confident playing that 3-5-2 yesterday because he would be the ideal person to be up and down that wing. He would do that, no problem. So he's tried to address it. He hasn't. You know for a fact, whether it be January, more likely next summer, that will be something that gets addressed, no doubt.
You think so? I think he turned down a move to Watford in the summer.
Who? Young? Did he turn it down, though, or did he really want him to go? I mean,
I don't know.
Well, the thing is, he's on decent money, isn't he? He's on 130 grand a week, isn't it? At least.
Yeah,
so,
Watford ain't paying that for someone with his level.
No, where's he going to get that?
See, the difference between him and Fellaini is Fellaini gets a lot of stick, but actually, used in the right way, Fellaini is a good player for what he does. He's not going to be the sort of guy that controls a game like Toni Kroos.
No, like, I think you can't be playing him and Matic as a centre midfield.
Oh, God, no, he's not a number six.
No, he's already proved, like, last year or the year before that he can't play that role as a deep...
But he has got something good on that forward side of stuff.
He grafts that. He grafts a lot harder now than what he did originally. He puts himself about a lot more.
Someone in the comments said, I've got a fucking agenda against Ashley Young. I don't. What happens is, I see people have a massive overreaction to a really ordinary performance.
How is it an overreaction?
Because he's just ordinary as fuck.
Yeah, but you know what? It's like a 7 out of 10, isn't it?
No.
What, really?
It's like a straight 5 out of 10.
How is it a 5 out of 10?
Because every positive thing that he does, he fucking pulls it back again with some really basic schoolboy bullshit.
Why are we getting beat?
That everyone forgets about. See, this you can't just say we're not losing, so everyone's playing perfect.
No, I'm not saying everyone's playing perfect, but it's a collective, isn't it? You can't be like, oh, fucking hell, yeah, I'm going to single one person out for criticism because you focus on the negative things. So I could say, right, well, do you know what? Mkhitaryan, for all the good that he does, he loses the ball way too much. He doesn't release the pass when he should do. He gets caught in possession at times.
The reason why I'll
give him a 6.
The reason why I end up talking like this is because I've said I don't like what Young does previously.
Mm.
Any time that he has where he throws an assist in, my Twitter feed looks like the fucking Ashley Young Appreciation Society's got all over it.
I don't see that.
The massive overreaction that I address it trying to be fairly neutral, and it comes across like I'm just fucking going nuts on Ashley Young, whereas actually, I don't want to talk about Ashley Young because there's so much good going on in our squad. I'm amazed he's still at the club, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm
because he's so far off the level of virtually every other player in there. I'd be amazed if him and Smalling are going
to
be at the club.
He brings something to the side, doesn't he? Puts a shift in. But that's it. A lot of the time...
See, that's another one. Everyone excuses him because he runs around a lot. So does Mo Farah. Get him a fucking shirt.
But, how many players... You know, Jose likes a workman-like team as well as something creative and has a core that does the the fucking dirty work.
I get that, but you can get good quality workhorse players that actually can play football as well. There's fucking tons in the world.
Yeah, but we've already said that he's tried to address. He's gone in there and bought Matic. That's what we needed. We know that. We needed a centre forward. He's gone in and bought that. And we needed a centre half.
How many times I say to someone, I don't have a fucking agenda? Someone is saying, why don't I have an agenda against Ander Herrera? Not singling him out, even though he's having a stinker. He's not having a stinker. Why is he just a sideways passer? Like, the first goal came from an Ander Herrera tackle. He passes it to Lukaku. Lukaku puts a sick ball in behind, in the channel for Marshall, and then gets on the end of it. Michael Owen saying that Lukaku just has to fucking stand there and let the ball in on the head. No, Michael, actually. He started that whole move off, virtually.
Yeah,
where's this Ander Herrera anti... Now, there is an agenda against Ander Herrera. Because Ander Herrera was our best midfielder last season. And is it because Matic has come, everyone's got a new flavour in a month?
Nah. I think
Matic is better.
Matic is better.
But Ander Herrera is a fucking top midfielder.
Oh yeah, he's a good midfielder. But I said before on here that he's not played in the Champions League before, has he? Or he did the first season with Van Gaal. Yeah, he did. He played in there, but he's not used to it playing in that. And I think when we played Real Madrid, he looked out of his depth playing in that midfield against Kroos.
You have no idea what you're talking about. Herrera is not a poor player.
He's not poor. And I thought he played really well last night, and the energy that he brings is completely different. He gets it, plays it simple, and he does the simple things, puts the tackles in, retrieves the ball. Like, I've got no problem with Ander Herrera at all, but I think if you're trying to win the Champions League, I don't think you're going to do that with Ander Herrera.
I think midfield three of him, Matic and Pogba, is a top midfield, a really solid midfield that you know exactly what you're getting out of.
Yeah, it's decent, but when we play Real Madrid, like, they was just a class above. When you got Kroos and Modric, and you've got Casemiro. Like, that's their midfield three, and our midfield three got nowhere near him.
Let me address this here. Sam's out in the comments saying, tell me how Herrera is good enough, right? You see the way people had the dicks out for Kante last year? Well, Herrera had more tackles, more interceptions, and all that sort of shit going on. He beat him on I think he beat him on like 8 out of 9 stats. The only one that Kante beat him on, I think, was tackles, actually. And he was also doing the creative side of it. If you don't understand what Ander Herrera brings to a team, go and watch the man-marking job that he does on Hazard. And he doesn't let Hazard get an inch against him. This is when Chelsea are flying last season. And then realise that he gets on a goal and he gets an assist in that game as well. Yeah. That's Ander Herrera.
That was amazing.
If you don't understand what Ander Herrera brings to a team, go watch that fucking game. Because that is what Ander Herrera brings. And actually, he brings that level of intensity, that sort of tempo to a game from midfield that we massively lack a lot of the time. I don't understand why he's been kept out of the team. I think it's something to do with his contract. Maybe. The fact that he's not signed his new contract. Do you think Barcelona are fucking into him for a giggle, right? You never see Ashley Young linked with Barcelona, do you, right? Do you think Ander Herrera's linked with Barcelona, and it's a serious fucking link. Ryan, Herrera could make the start 11 this time of year, but thankfully he's proven his worth. He brought him in the City game. He was class. He changed that game at home.
City. Yeah, he did. I think in terms of Premier League, I think he's like a top Premier League midfielder, but I just think that stepping up to the top level in European football, that's another
question. Think there are the games for him. I think when you need that little bit of a fight in midfield, that's the games for Ander Herrera. I think when we're expected to go and put it on a team, I don't think you fucking really need what he's going to bring. I think when you need a fight, when it's going to be tough, I think that's the sort of game that you need him.
Yeah, but when you're fighting against him?
Well, battle. In the big games, like a Liverpool away and stuff
that. Yeah. That, but that's a Premier League one. But when you play, like, if you play like Real Madrid, you play Barcelona, you play like these type of play teams.
My guy in the comments here saying, it's his sideways passing that fans dislike. Do you know what? It's keeping hold of the ball. It's recycling possession.
Roy Keane played loads of sideways.
Roy Keane was the least adventurous passer you've ever seen in your fucking life. Guess who else got criticised to death before people realised it? Michael Carrick.
Nicky Butt.
Yeah, all these players. This is what you want midfielders to do, is to keep the ball. Paul Pogba and players like Paul Scholes are special because they do pull it forward.
Yeah.
That's where the risk comes in, and that's where the sheer top-end ability comes in, is when players are able to take those risky passes and actually make them connect more times than not. But as a pure functionary, like, keep it tight, keep the tempo midfielder, I fucking love Ander Herrera.
Yeah, I like him. I just think you need to improve to be playing in those sort of games.
Football, I think.
Yeah.
But like you said, his stats from last season was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Deservedly so. He won player of the year.
Is there any youth player that I've had, like, at Angel that failed to make it to the first team? Probably. Rossi?
Probably, like, Ravel Morrison.
I don't think I really hyped him at the time that much, you know.
Yeah, Rossi was mint. unfortunately. His knees are fucked.
No, I've never hyped anyone like Angel. The only one that's getting closer is Greenwood at the moment. Do I get sick of all the negative comments even when we win? Yeah. There was a guy in the comments on Full Time Devils yesterday. Why can United not score more than 4 goals?
What?
Like, we go 3 up in the first half, and then I'm thinking we're going to score 5 or 6, and then we end up only scoring 4. I was like, mate, 2 years ago I was sitting here for 30-odd games or whatever it was, looking at all these nil-nils that we was getting. Yeah. Are you really complaining about only scoring 4? Herrera's assist for Mata against Liverpool, boom. Kept the balance going in midfield, yeah. What do I make of Robbie Brady as a youth player? He was decent. He wasn't. There's very few players that have come through that you're looking at, like what you're looking at with Gomez, going, fuck me. Personal best game post-Fergie was Juanfield.
That was brilliant.
I didn't get into it. I had to do that Sky thing with Paul from Red Men.
I was on my way
back. I got well had off. Like, because if you watch my reaction to it, like, that's not my reaction to us playing a game at Anfield. I hate watching on the telly for starters anyway. And then they give us, do you like, there's, what, 12 cameras, would you say, around the stadium? Like, you're filming a match like that? They gave us the feed out of one camera.
Why?
Because that's what they give us, right? So there's no sound, there's no commentary, so you can't get the vibe of, like, doing the crowd goes, and the commentators to tell you what's happened.
What you're supposed to do, just generate your own hype.
Yeah. So you're trying to commentate as well and see what's going on, and then we see the goal go in for Mata, but normally they're going to switch and follow Mata and the celebration, aren't they?
Mm.
I think it looked at like Skrtel. So it was just focusing in on one guy, our camera. So we don't know if it's been given. Yeah. We don't know if it's now like been given a free kick.
Fans going mad.
So yeah, so I went, oh, I think it's offside. That's my reaction to like one of the greatest fucking goals the Premier League's ever seen. And then about 10 minutes into the second half, I think the guy went for a butty or something because the camera just slowly tilted up to the sky and then stayed there for about 4 minutes. So we're like,
just like there?
Yeah, and you can't even hear the commentary to try and blag it. Like, fuck, you know. Rossi started, didn't he? He did start, yeah, but we ended up moving him on. He went to Villarreal afterwards, I think.
Yeah, he did well there.
Michael Keane to get bought next season so he can bring in a 2011 FA Youth winning team back. Yeah, it's not going to happen, is it? Fernandinho and Kante are good players. I think Herrera is underrated. Most probably due to him playing for us. Yeah, probably. Like I said, like Kante was getting piped off left, right and centre, wasn't he? Because Chelsea went on and won the league and he'd won the league the season before with Leicester. And he was nowhere near Herrera in terms of what he was actually producing. He runs around a lot, so people buzz off him. Schneider. Ancelotti, let's talk about Ancelotti then because you're bouncing a minute,
aren't you? Oh, yeah.
I think it's a bit of a piss take. Getting slapped off PSG is not nice. But that was likely.
Don't know if you. I
haven't watched the game, by the way.
No, I haven't watched the game. I was reading some stuff that's. Guy. Who's the. Someone on off Radio 5 Live, and it was like, basically, don't think he was happy that Ancelotti did nothing. And he used to give the players like every Sunday off, and players, senior players, would go into like high level management and say, "No, look, I don't think we should be having Sunday off. We need to be training, we need to focus." And he didn't really do anything at training, saying, whereas Pep, like, they were leaving fucking confused, thinking, "What's going on here?" But they improved as players. Ancelotti just said, "Oh, let's do little mini games and 11v11 and all that sort of stuff," and made it fun. And he goes, literally, he did nothing apart from, like, you know, behind the scenes. So, and then they started this season, they started really, really shit. We've seen Neuer's injured, so that's going to, you know, like, Hummels was on the bench, honey, and like Robin was on the bench last night. So it's, I don't know, there was obviously something going on. He's won the league, which is the minimum expectation.
Same as what Pep did over there, isn't it? It's the
minimum expectation. He got sacked at Chelsea.
After winning a double.
Yeah, after winning a double. He got sacked at Real Madrid after winning the Champions League.
So. It must have been the most successful.
We went after winning the Champions League, was it? Was it the season after?
Yeah. He must be the most successful, most sacked manager ever.
No, I mean, he's definitely not going to be short of choices.
But I really wanted him instead of Mourinho at United. I'm not afraid to admit that. I think we went with the right choice now, looking at how Mourinho has turned out after one season.
The thing is like, Mourinho was developed the whole back office, if you like, at a club. You know, revamp the scouting system, the training methods.
Don't know if that's like him or what was going on anyway. But, you know.
What, by fucking Van Gaal putting some trees in there?
Well, all that shit that you can see at the training ground now is Van Gaal.
Yeah. I mean, but is Mourinho a student of Van Gaal?
They're all pissing from that pot, aren't they? Legendary 628 in the comments says, please, please, please get Ped on from Ball Street in the morning. That's an Everton fan. He is on the... Like, I did Ball Street Social Club with him a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, he's definitely one that I'm going to get on. I'm probably going to release the podcast with the sporting director from Bilbao on Monday, I think. And then I should have Kevin Campbell the week after. And I'm trying to get Tony O'Neill, Red Army General. Now banned from Old Trafford, but United's like most famous, if you like, hooligan. I think it's an interesting... I want to get his perspective on it, because obviously a different, totally different mindset. He's like my dad's age, so what was the mindset of going to the games in the 70s and 80s?
Madness.
Different, clearly. Loads will say better, but was it really better? Was the football better? I mean, was they just booting off because actually it was kind of a fucking poor product, if you like,
Was it better atmosphere?
Undoubtedly. Yeah. Undoubtedly would have been a better atmosphere, but, you know, I like elements of that. I mean, it's like fucking CSK Sofia was like the most pan-wetting atmosphere I've ever had in my life. It was excellent. It looked like Moscow was a bit rowdy last night.
Well, Besiktas, do you hear about Tino?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, requested to be subbed.
Can I just say, actually, Leipzig was a belting atmosphere when me and Dave went to Leipzig. Like,
so imagine
atmosphere.
What Besiktas was like.
Besiktas must be off the fucking charts.
Come to Besiktas.
Yeah, apparently he asked for earplugs at half-time and then was like, man, I can't fucking play in this, and take me off. Can you imagine that? That's your career's over when you say shit like
imagine,
that.
Imagine going to work and be like, oh, God, it's so noisy in here. I'm going to have to go home, gaffer. It's too noisy. I can't deal with all these people talking.
Fucking mental, innit?
Fucking hell.
I have to accept that. Santa, are you a fucking troll or what? I have to accept that Ancelotti sacking shows that Pep's the best manager in the world.
Why?
Why?
Keep sleeping on Pep.
Fucking, what's it called? Enrique won a treble with Barcelona. Ancelotti has won the league with Pep, with Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like he's doing things that other people can't fucking do here. He did 10 on the bounce, which is essentially what Pellegrini did last season with City, or season before.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. What is he actually doing that's better than anyone else?
And he spent 200 mil on fullbacks and decides to leave one on the bench and put Delphin against Shakhtar.
Man, I don't know what he is, man. He's clearly a fucking clown. Roy Keane would have murdered Tino Werner. Yeah, oh God, I can imagine. See what Roy Keane said about us on last night? Yeah. United are back and they should expect latter stages of the Champions League and expect to be winning things like the Premier League. And you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Roy Keane. Someone's giving him a cuddle. Fucking hell. Didn't expect that.
But he's right, though, isn't he? You know, you look at that squad there. I was watching it afterwards, and like, Michael Owen is saying this thing. You're lining up against him, and it's only thinking, well, fucking hell. Don't know if I fancy this. Like, that fear factor's kind of back. They look at him, they're absolutely fucking massive. And we're so strong now. Set pieces. Attacking and defending, we look so strong. Like where previously, you know,
and Pogba's been missing as well. So once he comes back, I don't know if he's going to be back. Still not heard of fucking what's the crack is with his leg.
He's probably wanted him to rest.
That's a belting question. Which player from the class of 92 would you have in the squad now?
Oh God! Out of
them six. Beckham for me.
Yeah, I was going to say Beckham because
need a crossover.
Yeah, it's for the exact reason.
Yeah.
You don't need Paul Scholes. But yeah, you fucking do.
Paul Scholes and Pogba in the same team would be ridiculous. The balls would be going bing, bing, bing. He wasn't really a striker, although would one get in? Ryan Giggs on the left hand side, yes.
Instead of Martial at the minute.
But yeah, like
or Rashford. Yeah.
I think it'd be go probably Beckham, Giggs, Scholes.
You wouldn't take Gene over.
Not taking Valencia. Nicky Butt over Matic, I don't think. But I think you might take Gino over Valencia. You might do.
Defensive-wise.
Alan Kerbisch led a Bayern. Big Sam's not doing fuck all. Sure he'll do it for a bag of crisps.
Isn't it going to be the Hoffenheim manager?
Apparently so. I heard that like a week ago, that was
ages ago. I thought it was going
to
be lined up for
Hang on, didn't he say his missus has just moved to Bayern? Or to Munich even? And he's like, I'll be joining her at some point. Like, fucking hell, son. Just let everyone know.
Would I take a prime Robbie Keane at United?
To do what?
So.
To fucking line everyone's shoes up in his eyes on.
I wouldn't.
We probably was his boyhood club though, so maybe.
beaten again there.
It's all right then, yeah. It should show that there. If it's gone. Not gone.
No, it's not there.
Right, we're going to wrap it up there. So thank you for joining us. Hopefully this has worked across all of those networks, which is absolutely mental if it is. I'm just going to quickly check the old Periscope before we bounce. It looks like there's still a couple of people watching, so I guess it's worked on there.
Where did you think I'm going to get one of them from? Like, there's only one. Like,
Ben's Birds just said, get me a fillet of fish. Right? And then put, from McDonald's. Oh, that's quality.
She's been ill, so I'll let her off.
Right, really so Ill. Thank you for joining us on Periscope. Thank you for joining us on Facebook. Thank you for joining us on YouTube. If you're on YouTube, please subscribe. I haven't put the counter just back on still yet, but we're nearing 4,000. Next weekend is a 24-hour podcast.
Next weekend?
Yep.
Definitely.
7th and 8th?
Definitely. You sure? 100% sure.
During which me and Ben will be watching international games, Crawler Fight.
Do you know we're supposed to like
UFC?
The day before we're supposed to go to.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if that's going to work out.
It's booked now, so we're going to have to do it. So
that Friday night.
Oh, the Friday night, thing, yeah. So I still need to find out exactly how much the homeless packs are, but we'll reveal all that lot. Like how much we need to raise for each individual pack, and then we'll come up with a target. Can we get like 1,000 packs in or something like that?
Fucking with my sleep here, man.
So I'm looking forward to that. Kinda. I'm looking forward to it, but then also not looking forward to it at the same time. It's going to be brutal. But it's a UFC on. UFC 216 is on, so we're going to be watching UFC.
Crawler Birds.
We're taking a PlayStation, so we can play a bit of FIFA.
Oh, you're going to have the new one?
You what?
You're going to have the new one?
Probably. Let's face it.
Yeah, you will. Jaden will be all over it.
We'll have it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take UFC as well, so before the UFC, we'll have a bit of UFC 2 for action.
But I've never played that in my life.
It's pretty straightforward, like fucking punch, kick, punch, kick. It's not hard. And I guess anyone that wants to come and join us, we're taking suggestions for guests, and I want to try and get about 10 or 12 guests over the course of like from 10 in the morning when we start to like midnight, because I don't think anyone's going to come after midnight.
No.
But I wouldn't mind getting a load of guests in during the day, because I'm going to be sick of talking to him by about fucking dinner time.
What time are we starting it?
Like 10-ish. Need to be there for 9. I definitely need to be there for 9 to test the shit out as well. Oh,
so it's more than 24 hours then. Are we actually going to do 24 hours live?
Yeah. So hopefully it ends up getting the podcast channel, this channel, this is what it's going to be on, a shit ton of subs. Should have the Mayor of Manchester on. It's not confirmed yet, which is a bit worrying because it's a week away. But Mayor of Manchester should be on there. Mayor of Salford should be on there. And then Webby's coming down for a chat.
So have you confirmed all these people already?
I spoke to them. They all said yes. And then I've sent them another email to confirm what we've already spoke about. And I'm not getting no fucking replies. So worst case scenario, me and Ben will have a sit there and we'll watch. There's loads of
Loads of fun. Might as well fucking put a movie on or something.
I don't know how much fun that's going to be for these. Do you want to see us set the retro pie? We can set the retro pie on the next correct one. We can set the retro pie, we can play Street Fighter, Mario Kart, shit like that.
Oh, I used to buzz off Mario Kart.
That stuff's right, quite easy for us to set out. We'll be at the Lowry before the game. Never at the Lowry before the game. We'll be in hotel football before the game, though. Any advice for a driver's test? Don't crash, don't go drunk. People, in terms of guests, it's going to be anyone who's Manchester-based, essentially. And that'll do it, man. So,
I was kind of hoping he was like joking with that.
Hang on. Come on, joking face. So we might skip next Thursday's podcast, just so we can save up some shit to talk about.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. But we'd have to do Super Brew, so you have to do like a little Facebook Live.
Yeah, I could figure it out. I'll message you.
We can do it on Saturday.
Yeah, I can do it on Saturday, yeah. It's not a problem. Because there's not going to be any Premier League fixtures to do, is there?
Yeah, so what are we going
to
do then?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'll message them and find out if they want us to do it, but I can give them a shout out on that. We're going to be raising some money for the homeless people in Manchester. We're going to be speaking to some people. That's going to give us an insight into what the issue is and why people are ending up homeless and how they can end up getting back into the rest of civilization and what the way is to do that. That's the kind of shit that we want to see them do. What is your main character on Superman? I'm the little mushroom guy with a bite wearing my arm.
That's fucking back in the 90s.
Something like that. So there you go. Yeah, we will be watching the Crawler Fight. Crawler Fight is on Saturday night as well. So there's a lot for us to watch.
Well,
it's just whether we can maintain talking. So in the landing where we are, there's the foosball table. You know, as you go in, And it's a big screen right there, so that's going to have everything that we want to watch.
So are you?
I need like four laptops.
You're streaming it legally or illegally?
Yeah, because I've got a Sky thing on it. So
oh, right, it's nice. Is it in box office?
Yeah, it might not be. So it might have to be stream. I'm sure you'll find me then. So we've got a big screen there, so that'll be for us to watch, and there'll be a laptop controlling that. I'll have a laptop for the comments. That needs ticking in to get the fucking OS rebooted on it, like, tomorrow.
Fucking can we get someone, like, to give us some, sponsored food or something?
I was thinking about sponsored food, but I'm not sure how I feel about bringing sponsored food when we're raising money for homeless people.
Yeah, well, give us food, but they have to also donate food.
What I was thinking is, we order a pizza, and I've got the money in my hand, and I say, now, I can pay you for this pizza, I can donate this 20 quid.
That's not going to work at the time, is it? You need to, what about them guys from Manchester?
Love Manchester. Love pizza.
Yeah, they said.
I'll email them.
Otherwise, you know what I mean? I'll have a word with my boys at Papa John's.
Yeah, we'll have a chat to Love Pizza and see what
feel like, speak to Wagamama's, because I feel like having a Wagamama's for my lunch.
I think it's a bit rum that we're ordering food when we're raising money for the homeless.
Yeah, but we've got a week for 24,
I'm hearing what you say.
Yeah, so like someone should be able to box it off, as in like, we'll sort you out, but we'll also donate like to charity.
Well, I'm happy to pay for it as long as...
yeah, I'll pay for it, but like...
But we can donate it.
Yeah, but they can donate as well, why not?
Whatever.
Corporate greed.
Any ideas for stuff that you want to see us do? We can play Monopoly, maybe? I don't know. Like,
I suppose off Monopoly.
We've got a Walking Dead version.
I'm not allowed to play games at work, right?
Really? Come on, man. I don't know what fucking hell you're talking about.
Right, well, anyway. We've got... Like, my mate is my boss now. So... And we're sitting next to each other. Like... So we just swapped seats, so it's a bit... Not as different, but basically the layout of the land. So he said, look, one thing you got to do is like, you just got to chill out. You can't play games no more. And I was like, oh, man, really? So I've just had a bit of a shit week, and I said, oh, we had training or whatever. And I said, oh, do you remember when he mentioned about you need brain breaks, like going on your phone? He's an advocate of going on your phone and playing games. I said, so how about that? And he was like, it's not happening. And I was like, oh, motherfucker. So I played like, instead of like stick cricket, but now I've been playing Ludo.
Ludo.
Yeah, because it's
the best thing about that was the dunk thing, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't take much thinking. Do you know what I mean? So you just have to press it. So I can do it like without people like thinking, "Oh, I'm just dead engrossed with playing stick cricket." But yeah. Anyway, wow. If you're listening, which is not, I don't play games at work.
Clearly, plays games at work. Anyway, check the link below for Super Brew. Have a go. You can win 20 grand, literally just for picking some results. It's free to enter. Why wouldn't you do it? And that is thanks to Super Brew. So make sure to go and check them guys out and see what they're doing. And that is about that, isn't it? So
Yeah. Thanks
for joining us. There won't be a podcast next week. I reckon it's probably safe to say we might as well save our voices, because when I've done like a 5-hour UFC podcast before, but that's on my own, so I'm hoping that I can double it out. Hard to keep talking so long.
How many cans of Monster are you having?
About 40. So we're going to keep A&E on standby just in case my heart explodes. Let us know in the comments or hit us up on Twitter if you've got any ideas for what we can do, because honestly, 24 hours live is going to fucking... He's going to kill us, man. It's a comfy sofa that was sat on.
Yeah, but like, can they have a shower in that throughout the day?
Probably not. Yeah. I don't think there's a shower facility in there. I don't think. That I'm aware of.
Anyway. Can you go to Thailand?
Yeah, the toilet's right next to us.
Yeah, I know. Are we allowed to get off screen?
Yes, because I'm going to be using this mic for us too, and we'll love mic up the guests.
All right.
So we won't be wired in.
Back in a minute, and then I'll just go play some games.
Sitting on the bug like, he's been 40 minutes.
But yeah.
So it's going to be a long day. We've got a great view of the ship canal right in front of us.
That's going to pass my 24 hours. Yeah,
we've got a big screen to watch everything that we want to watch on. It's just a case of, there might be a bit where we've sat there for 10 minutes and not said a fucking word because we're just zoning out. Those early hour in the morning ones are going to be brutal. So we might get some people on Skype. We can probably put the laptop in between us and pull up some people on Skype to chat to them. Because that might pick the audio up then.
I might just wear shades, me.
we're going to be raising some money. I need to sort out the Just Giving page and all that lot. The right place for the donations and stuff. So if anyone's had any experience in doing that, or anyone, they've watched
B.O.B. in it.
What's the best way to take donations, and the most transparent way as well? Because I want to make sure that all of this stuff goes to the places that it's meant to be going to. So thank you for joining us, everybody. Subscribe if you're new around here. There won't be one next Thursday, but next Saturday from 10 o'clock in the morning, the 7th of October, we will be starting a 24-hour podcast going right through to Sunday morning. So come and watch all the international football, qualify, New York, UFC. We're going to play some FIFA, rugby league. We're going to play a bit of UFC. We'll probably play some retro stuff as well. There's like 10,000 retro games we've got on the pile, so we figure something out to play. And you guys, obviously, we would be delighted if you come and join us. So I need a hand with graphics as well. If someone can help make us some graphics for like this shit that goes around the screen, saying it's 24-hour, donate, and all that kind of caper, that'd be greatly appreciated. So hit me up on Twitter if you can do that. And we will see you next Saturday morning, where we're going to be in absolute shit state by Sunday morning, and it's going to be a bad one. Probably lose my voice, but oh well, someone will be happy. Laters.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.